First Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 8. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. And verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. And just looking at verse 8 again, where it says, whom having not seen, you love. And just, this just caught my attention this morning, and the importance of love. And you know, we know that Jesus loves us and God loves us, but that's not the key. We need to love him, and we need to hunger and thirst after his righteousness. We need to have a desire for him. How is our love life with the Lord this morning? Do we have a fervent desire to walk with him throughout the day? That is very important, is that we have a vibrant love that is alive, that wants to be with the Lord and desires to walk with him, to walk in his ways. And as Jesus said, if we love him, we will keep his words. We will keep his commandments. If we think that we can ignore him, pay lip service to the Lord Jesus, and yet walk after our own desires and the dictates of our own hearts, and expect to spend eternity with him, we are greatly deceived. We must desire him now. We want to desire him now. For it is only those who love him and desire him who will spend eternity with him. It is not dependent on lip service. It is not dependent on works. It is dependent on faith and grace and our love for him. So let's encourage each other with these words